Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to stay informed and keep you informed about what is going on in the world of health news. So thank goodness we have Leah Segedy back with us. Hi, Leah.
Hey, Lisa, how are you doing? Do I get to see Andrea today?
Hi. Exactly. Okay, so let's jump right in because we've got three stories. We're going to start with organ labeling bill qualifies for the ballot with two exclamation marks. Yay. So tell us what this means.
Well, okay, so it's really exciting because, you know, Oregon and Colorado are going to throw up initiatives to label GMOs. And so those are the big states. That's what everyone's looking at this year. So Oregon got, they only needed 87,000 signatures. They got 155,000 signatures, almost double what they needed. They just turned it in last Wednesday. We're technically not going to know until August 2nd if they qualify, but everyone's expecting it to qualify, and we're expecting to hear way before that. But we may have labeling in Oregon. We already have labeling in Vermont.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's going to be coming up. And then, you know, of course, Vermont is being sued by, you know, they're being sued by the GMA. So that's of course, interesting. So does Oregon, will it pass in Oregon? Will it pass in Colorado? And what's going to happen? And that's what's happening right now. It's really exciting, though.
That is exciting. I'm still upset that it didn't pass in California. That was crazy.
Oh, I live in California, and it killed me because, you know, what I did was I helped them organize over 650 bloggers across the United States and Canada, and we created over 700 million impressions in 2 months. So I was so upset when it didn't pass, but you know what? How I looked at it? It was a $46 million PR event where we told the entire, all the United States and Canada there was something called a GMO in their food, and they had no idea. So it was awesome if you think about it. You know, it was really
Oh, that is a great way. Yeah, I mean, awareness is number one.
Yeah, I mean, because nothing happens without awareness.
That makes a huge difference.
In California, we have Prop 65, and so that means any toxic chemical that's in a building, there's a warning sign. But what's happened in California is because people don't know about what the toxic chemicals are, they walk into the building, and then they don't understand what that really means. And so they think of it as less of a danger. And so it's actually had the opposite effect because there was no consumer awareness before the law. Well, now we're going to have consumer awareness, but then the law is going to happen and it's going to have the opposite effect. People are going to be like, ew. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay. Yeah, me too. All right. This sounds good to me as well. Brazil outlaws junk food marketing to children.
Yeah, this is something that's really close and dear to my heart because, you know, we've been petitioning McDonald's for a very long time to stop marketing to children. But Brazil came out and outlawed junk food marketing to children. So, I mean, that means McDonald's, essentially, and, you know, all the crazy junk food companies that they have. And they recognize that, and just like all the psychologists and the pediatricians, that, you know, children are not little adults. They don't have the understanding to understand what marketing is. So when you market a product to them, they think that it's the gospel truth. They don't think that adults would lie. And they don't even get that understanding until junior high. So this is just a recognition of what psychologists are saying, of what pediatricians are saying, that it's just unethical and it shouldn't be happening. And so I'm hoping, and it's also happening, it's happened in Quebec too. I know Quebec does not allow junk food marketing, and their obesity rates in children is actually dramatically lower than the rest of Canada. So it works. It's something that and should be considered here in the U.S. as well.
It really is crazy how susceptible children are to marketing. My 10-year-old daughter, who's wicked smart, honestly, she'll watch a commercial about like bleach or something. She'll be like, Mommy, we should get that. Did you see the sheets? They look so fresh. Did you see the flour? I was like, honey, it's marketing. Like, yeah, I don't buy bleach in the first place. But like anything, it's not even, doesn't even have to be a toy or food, anything. She's like, do you use that type of deodorant, Mom? Do you use this? And it's like, oh my goodness.
Well, and we know, I mean, like with marketing and junk food marketing, especially with companies like McDonald's, I mean, they're getting to you in hospitals, they're getting to you in the kids' schools, they're getting to you with their other friends, with the team sports, on the television, on the radio, in the internet. I mean, it's just, it's in so many places. It's not like I can just turn off the TV and turn off the radio, you know what I mean, and monitor the internet. It's everywhere in our lives. So it's a really big issue. It's a really, really big issue. And because obesity, I mean, gosh, fast food equals a diet-related disease lifestyle, right? And so We've already banned Joe Camel because Joe Camel was obviously, you know, marketing to children. We need to ban Ronald McDonald, and we need to get rid of the junk food marketing to children and just in general. I think we'd be a lot happier, healthier. And when people go to places like McDonald's, they're doing it because they choose to do it, not because their kids are nagging them all day long, you know?
Oh, that makes so much sense. You know, the one thing I have got my daughter to say every time we pass a McDonald's, she's like, ew, McDonald's. She's never even been there. Now, again, she's 10, a little sheltered. We'll see what happens in junior high. But it's funny is the way she learned about McDonald's in the first place was when we were watching the Olympics. Because I, you know, I was like, this is ridiculous. Hello.
Yeah. What,
you know, anyway, that's a whole nother conversation
that's
we should have sometime
story,
about.
I know.
Right? It makes me so mad. All right. Speaking of other stories, let's tell us about the last one.
Okay, so the EWG, which is the Environmental Working Group, came out with a study and found that there's over 5,000 schools that are going to be in danger pretty soon because there's a new herbicide called 2,4-D. We all have heard about it. It's new from Dow. It's called Enlist, and it's essentially taking 2,4-D and glyphosate and putting it together. Now, a lot of people won't recognize what 2,4-D is, but you've heard of Agent Orange, and that's the big component of Agent Orange is 2,4-D. So right now, the EPA is planning on approving it, and it's a herbicide called Enlist. So according to the EWG, that 2,4-D is related to cancers and other reproductive and immune system problems. And the reason they need 2,4-D now is because glyphosate has been sprayed so much, especially in southern states, that we're having herbicide-resistant weeds. So these weeds are no longer dying from the glyphosate, you know, from the Roundup they're spraying on it. So they needed to go to something harsher, which is how they look to 2,4-D. So it's really, really, really scary, actually, because, you know, you don't think that they learned their lesson, right? You spray these toxic herbicides on weeds, and they become herbicide resistant. Mother Nature has a way of adapting, and they've been adapting with pests. We have pests that are not dying from the GMO corn that they're supposed to be dying from, you know, and it's like, how far are we going to go? You know what I mean? And how toxic are we going to get? And right now, they're finding that not only is it 5,000 schools that are in danger because they're going to be spraying this, but there's essentially 269 schools in Iowa that are in the most danger because they're literally within yards of farmland that's expected to be using these toxic chemicals. And so I'm just sitting here with a heavy heart thinking, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. And you know, we don't live too far from farmland, but most of ours are strawberry fields and stuff like that. It's not corn, but you know, still, you know, it's just something that we
scary.
As moms all have to take notice of.
Exactly. You know, I'd love to know, Leah, when you first got interested in all of this in the first place and really helping people learn about what's going on in their environment and in their health and in their homes.
Well, my background is interesting because I dropped 100 pounds about 8 years ago. So that's kind of how I started. But the other part of my background that people don't realize is I've had 3 very close family members die of cancer. One of them being my own father. And my father died of mesothelioma, which is it's cancer derived from asbestos. And so that's an exact, you know, industrial chemical that he was exposed to that they didn't know at the time, or some of them did know at the time, that it led to cancer. And 20, 25 years later, he died, you know, and that's an industrial accident. Well,
like
that, after it took me years to ponder, I really started to look into it because everybody's getting cancer, everybody's dying of cancer, and I was really interested in why. Why is this happening? And why are we to have the number one rate of cancer? And why do we now have the number one rate of cancer for children? And what is happening? And so when I started to dig into all the carcinogens, that's when my eyes opened up and I had to share with people.
Well, thank goodness that you do. And we love having you here. I always learn so much. Leah, how do we learn more about you?
So you can go to mamavation.com, mamavation.com, and that's my website. We have a great post up today about sugar and how to do a sugar detox and what sugar
Ooh,
does
cool.
to your body. And, you know, any kind of information, we do everything. But it's family focused. So it'll be about your children, about your health, and how you can be healthier as a family.
Awesome. Thanks, Leah. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @NaturallySavvy and @YourRadioMD. Thanks for listening and stay well.